Welcome to the Wellness Sherpa podcast, where we engage with passionate leaders, holistic thinkers, and disruptors who courageously share their personal journey, mission, and wisdom with you. Together, we create a safe space to empower you to live your best, most vital life. Thanks for being here.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Jen Payer, and I am the Wellness Sherpa, and I am absolutely thrilled and inspired to be with the beautiful Suzita Hippolito. We recently connected, and I mean, the minute that I met this wonderful woman, I immediately felt like I'd known her forever. And we just really had this beautiful heart connection. Suzita is in the process of launching a wonderful summit called the Timeless Vitality Summit. And where she inspires others is really unlocking their potential and helping them see where really where they can shine. And she's a coach, a speaker, an author, and a disruptor, and a wonderful entrepreneur. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Suzita, to share a little bit more about your background.
Aw, thank you, Jen, for that heartfelt introduction. I'm very grateful to have been invited, that you invited me to your podcast and be able to share some of my journey, my struggles, the ebbs and flow of my self-discovery journey with your audience and why I'm producing this summit. A little bit about me. I come from corporate. I have a corporate background. And by corporate, I mean specifically the pharmaceutical drug development industry. So most of my life, that was my identity for, and I've been in that industry for 20 years now. I'm still in that industry as I'm balancing, juggling this other life of being an entrepreneur, being a coach, being a speaker, author, and disruptor. I like to tell people I'm living in two worlds. I'm living in the corporate world, the sleeping corporate world, and then I'm living in this like amazing world of possibility, transformation, spiritual awakening, impact, entrepreneurship. So two very different worlds.
And so how do you balance that? Because I had a very similar experience in my life where I was in the corporate world, I was in the financial world, and then at night and evenings, I was taking classes and just diving deeply into this natural world, right? That is vital and, you know, life-giving. And so how are you balancing those two worlds? And do you see any shifts coming for yourself on a personal level?
That is an excellent question. For me to answer that, I'm going to go back in time just a little bit. Up until 2019, I was full-time in the corporate world, and I knew nothing, literally nothing about this world that we're in of healing, impact, personal growth and development, self-discovery, entrepreneurship, making a big difference in the world. Back then, where are we now? 5 years ago, that wasn't even in my sphere of consciousness, not a possibility I ever thought of even existing. And in 2019, I would get fired from my job for the third time. And I was forced to take a look at myself, be like, okay, Suzita, you have a pattern. What is going on? And at that point in my life, I kind of listened to that voice inside of me that said, okay, it's time. You're not living true to your purpose. Go figure out what that is. And I left my life in San Diego. I left the six-figure corporate life and decided, okay, I don't want to try to find another job. I'm just going to go find myself, find my purpose, whatever that means. And I ended up pursuing a self-discovery journey, I left everything in San Diego where I was living at the time and packed two suitcases. And I went to Vietnam, Bali first, and then Vietnam. And I spent a year in Southeast Asia. So I tell people I literally went on this Eat, Pray, Love journey. And it was during that journey that I came into a whole nother dimension of our human experience that, again, I didn't even know existed. It was heart-centered. It was a place where the people in the community truly, truly cared about your well-being. They uplifted you. They loved on you. They saw you for who you were. And they saw you beyond like your limitations and your fears, and they held you high. And it was incredible. And I stayed in that world full time for about 3 years. Okay. I didn't have a job. And I was figuring out this whole nother side of our human experience. And then in that space of self-discovery, I realized I came upon the whole thing with trauma and doing trauma work. I'd never heard of it before, because typically we associate trauma with a car accident or PTSD. And I'll get into more into that later. But I ended up doing trauma work. And in that process, I went through a spiritual awakening, and I healed so many aspects of myself. And part of my trauma was corporate. Mm-hmm. Part of my trauma was some of the very toxic environment in corporate that I was working in. And I had to move through a process of healing that. So, and I share that because in that space, when I was in my self-discovery journey, I was like, F trauma or F corporate. I'm never going back to corporate, blah, blah, blah. And I was literally like, corporate's the enemy. And towards the latter part of my self-discovery journey, I realized after I healed myself, I realized, okay, no, I actually caused that trauma because of the way I was showing up in corporate, because of the way I was acting before, because of the way that I behaved, the things I said and my intentions. Like, I contributed also to the toxicity in the corporate world. So I had to heal a lot of that. And eventually I found my peace. I found my peace with corporate after I took full responsibility and did trauma work and forgiveness work. I found my peace with corporate. And the minute that I did, I decided I was ready to go back to corporate. And mind you, this is after 3 years of not working at all. Within the moment, the day I decided I was ready to go back to corporate, within 9 days, I had a job offer. And so that was a sign for me that, okay, the universe wants me back in corporate. I mean, it couldn't have been any easier than that.
Right.
Fast forward to today. So I think it's important to, I share that to give context as to how I was with corporate and how I am with corporate now. And now I'm thriving in my career in a way that I've never before, in a way that I've never before. I'm really, truly thriving in my career. And I'm developing myself as an entrepreneur. I'm building a business on the side and juggling both worlds. Honestly, it is truly, truly exciting. And it is truly, truly a challenge because that's a very different structure than the world of entrepreneurship. And I use it as an opportunity for growth. Like, who do I get to be in my challenges are corporate in the corporate world? Who do I get to be when people I interact with don't see the things I see, don't know the things I know, and they come from a negative place. So I use it as my playground to develop myself, to become a better human being, a better woman, a better communicator, a leader in this movement that I've pursued, to be a better coach, a better speaker, to be a better, you know, daughter, friend, sister, and all the things. And so that's a very long-winded way of answering your question.
It's beautiful. And I loved what you said about using the corporate space as your playground, right? Because it takes the seriousness out of it. And that is one of the pieces of trauma, I think, that's in the corporate space. Is it's masculine, right? It's get it done, climb the ladder, achieve, keep going, and you get rewarded. And so you become this on this hamster wheel, right? To keep going. And so you have that analogy or that image on the ground, because then it lightens everything up and it allows you to the construct of the model and actually start to shift the model.
Yes, yes. And I'm very fortunate. I work for a company who truly, truly, truly honors what they say when they advocate work-life balance. So literally, I manage my schedule so that I have that. And in any other organization, I don't know that a lot of companies really, truly honor work-life balance. My company does. It's one of the things they're praised for. And I have the thing that also makes a difference is my manager. She, you know, she hears the things I do outside of work, and she refers to them as passion projects. Mm-hmm. And she loves my passion projects, and she's very supportive of it. And we have a great relationship, and she makes sure I do have that work-life balance. And I can tell you sometimes when it's veering off that, because, you know, deadlines kick in, client demands kick in, whatever.
KPIs, metrics.
Metrics, exactly. That I'm understanding that every now and then the work-life balance might be thrown off, but it's not the norm for this company. So that makes a huge difference. I've literally put myself into a corporate work environment that is so optimal for my life right now, for my personality, for what I'm building in my life, so that I can eventually fully exit corporate and pursue my truest calling in life on a full-time basis.
Right. That is so beautiful. And so one of the things I wanted to ask, because I did something so similar with the dual worlds living.
Yeah, you did.
but I took a year off. I didn't take 3 years off. And I'm seeing this a lot, like over the last 3 to 4 years, people seem to be at a crossroads of their career because the old model is not working for them. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can take a year off or 3 years off. Mm-hmm. What have you kind of pulled into your life that you teach through your education to help others start to find their own path, find their own way? How do individuals create Eat, Pray, Love in their own lives without the adventure necessarily, creating an adventure? Yeah. What would you recommend?
Well, there's two things I'd say. There's two things where I believe people get to start. The first is an awareness and a willingness that, okay, my life is not where I want it to be. And I get to do something about it. So it's that awareness and the choice, the decision, the desire to want to do something about it. And that's first and foremost. And that awareness comes acknowledgement. Sometimes I think that we're afraid to acknowledge something in our lives that we're not happy about because we feel like we might feel like a failure, or we might feel shame, or we might feel guilt.
Right. So and, we're judging ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all fine. Like, I get that. That's part of our human experience to move through those emotions. But, and eventually get over it. Like, literally get over the guilt, get over the shame, and just, and that brings me to the next point of the second thing to do as part of getting over the guilt, getting over the shame, getting over the judgments of I failed, by then taking 100% responsibility for your life. And I tell this to my clients, my students, that you cannot change anything in your life until you take 100% responsibility for everything. And I say the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Even the things that you're like thinking, oh, but, you know, he did this or she did that. And why would she do this to me? Like, it doesn't matter what it is. And I know I'm being very extreme. And the truth is, you, by taking 100% responsibility, you reclaim that power, and you then have the power to change it. So until we take responsibility, we're powerless, and we're just victims to the world. We're victims to society. We're victims to the experiences of our lives. And I drill that in deep with my clients and my students, and they get profound results. And every time they might have a moment in their lives where they're feeling, because life isn't perfect. We ebb and flow, right? We totally just are always going to ebb and flow. But those moments of the ebbs, and they come to me, and I remind them, well, do you still claim 100% responsibility for your life? Yes, I do. Do you know that you're creating your life into existence? Like, because of what you believe and what you think and what you choose and all the things. Yes, I do. When they do that, then I can coach them, and they experience profound results in their lives, because they're literally the master of their ship. They're the master of this human vessel. They're the master of their minds. They're the master of their lives, and they're literally directing, creating, writing the story of their lives by having that awareness and being 100% responsible.
And is it simply declaring and owning and taking responsibility, or are there other steps? Because this is huge, right? This is a complete mindset shift for so many. Men, and you know, and I work with a lot of individuals who are dealing with a health crisis. You know, what I love, everything that you're saying, is really the internal process that I went through. When I was diagnosed, I had a lot of people say, you of all people, you exercise, you're healthy. But when I really started going into those belief systems and how I was treating myself, right? And I had these pieces of not feeling worthy. How much time does it take for one to really step into that responsibility, that inner transformation work? I believe it can be quick, and I believe it can be longer, but your process and how you work for transformation.
Yes. Okay. Now my process was really messy, because I was messed up on the inside. And I actually don't even like to say the word messed up, but I think that's a concept people can resonate with. My transformation was messy because I had so much resistance and judgments and ego in my head that was playing out in my life. Judgments about myself, insecurities about myself, a lot of negative self-talk, and then portraying on the outside someone, something I really wasn't. And I thought I knew better than most people. And I was also still at that point in my life navigating depression and anxiety, and similar to you, Jen, the not enoughness, the lack of worthiness. And I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe in myself that I was capable of much else in my life. And so there's so many, I believe, in this inner work of transformation and self-discovery and really developing our fullest potential, which actually, by the way, developing our fullest potential doesn't ever stop. Self-discovery doesn't ever stop. The work doesn't ever stop. It's an everyday thing. Yes. In fact, it becomes a lifestyle. So there's a lot of different tools. And the first step I talked about was the awareness and the willingness. And then the second step was taking full responsibility. And then the third step is coaching. Like coach with someone that resonates with you, that has the embodiment of the kind of persona that you admire, has created things in their lives that you want to mirror, that inspire you. And so coaching for me has been one of the biggest game changers. Now, as a coach, I'm surrounded by coaches, and I have multiple coaches in my life. And coaching is ultra powerful because they coach you through your limitations. So the limitations in our minds that we hold, which are the belief systems, and we call them limiting beliefs. So they coach you out of that belief structure, which we all have limiting belief systems, and they do it in a way where the coaches, now a good coach, okay, will guide you for you to see, realize your own limiting beliefs so that you can deconstruct it, that whole, like, dismantle that limiting belief system. And when you dismantle that limiting belief system, you get this like huge aha moment. I call it an awakening. You literally get an awakening. And it's powerful with a coach because you come to that, you move your own self through that process. And coaches just hold the space. They create the container for you to transform your own limiting beliefs and come into your own realization, your own inner knowing. And that is the one of the most powerful ways to work, to move through this process, because you literally, you reclaim more of that power. And in the process, you see, oh my gosh, here's an example of it. Okay. When you're being coached through a limiting belief, you realize like, oh shit, I have been living my life that way. Oh my God. And then in the process, you'd be like, no, I don't want to live that way anymore.
Right. And that's the responsibility.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's the responsibility. Yeah,
it's not working anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to add that it's this, what I call a through line. You see like, oh my God, this has affected my relationship with my partner, my relationship with my kids, how I show up at work, the decisions I make about my health, how I feel about myself. This has affected my relationship with my family. This has affected my relationship in my community. Oh my gosh, because how you do anything is how you do everything. And so when you see it, like the lens through which you experience yourself, your life, others, completely changes, because we experience life, no matter what it is, no matter who it is, through our belief systems, through perspective. And coaches, very skillful coaches, are incredibly effective in you dismantling those limiting beliefs and creating brand new belief systems and integrating that into your life, integrating that into your new ways of becoming who you want to be. So coaching is so powerful, very different from therapy. Okay, mm-hmm. Therapy is different. While therapy is effective to a certain extent, therapy keeps you in the problem and it just keeps you in a space of being able to cope. Therapy is a coping mechanism. It doesn't.
Birth is a transformation or a
rapid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because when in coaching, you shift conversations into possibility. Now, Albert Einstein said, we cannot solve our problems with the same level of mind we created it with. So in therapy, you're staying in that level of mind. In coaching, you're constantly rising to a higher state of mind. And it doesn't stop. The more you coach, the more limiting beliefs you get to dismantle, the higher mind, the higher state of mind that you keep developing and the higher level of consciousness you get access to. Right? So, yeah.
I love to use babies as an analogy because, you know, if you look at a two-year-old, it really, two-year-olds haven't had the belief structure mm-hmm. imprinted mm-hmm. on them yet. And that's about the age that it starts. So when a yep. two-year-old is running around in a room in their diaper, right, they're like, on top of the world. And they just have this vitality and this energy about them. That's their mm-hmm. power, right? That's their life mm-hmm. force coming yep. through. And then as parents,
oh my God, yeah.
you know, what do? Don't do this. Don't do that. And all of a sudden, you know, that two-year-old who's vital starts to shrink. And mm-hmm. so on, the belief structure is really imprinted up yeah. by our parents, by our friends,
yes,
by our religions. If there's a religion, mm-hmm. I grew up in a military family. There was certainly a lot of imprinting there. And so what you're talking about, the dismantling, is an unraveling of mm-hmm. imprint that we've carried, you know, yep. since about 2 years old.
Yes.
A little bit younger. And so it's been with us a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find, and I'd love your perspective on this, is even though it can make people unhappy, it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we stay in it so long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan and follower of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he has yes. this thing of why do we wait until we get sick before yeah. we choose to reclaim mm-hmm. our power and to change our lives? We wait until mm-hmm. we get sick. And I was
mm-hmm. sort of, I'm like, we do.
you know, I call it the 2x4. And so, you know, how can, if folks don't have access to a coach, where can they connect? And is there a specific type of coaching you recommend? And if they don't have, you know, the financial means or whatever it is that's in the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a great question. And first of all, in this work of self-discovery and inner transformation, changing our lives for the better, personal development, whatever you want to call it, in that space, there is an investment. And that investment is investing in yourself. One thing that we're not taught in societal and cultural systems is what it means to invest in yourself. Because the truth is, no one's going to invest in you. No one is going to invest in your well-being. No one is going to invest in your personal growth and development, your mental, emotional, spiritual, physical growth. No one is going to do that for you. You get to do it for yourself. So this work is truly, truly an investment. And I believe that if someone doesn't have the means or the resources to do so, first of all, there's a lot of content out there, a lot of free content. And Dr. Joe Dispenza is a great example. He has amazing content out there. There's different apps. And so one of the places I think that would be a great place to start, meditation. Meditation is free. And there's a lot of tools out there to support with meditation. I started my meditation journey with Simple Habit, and that was in 2017. And this is essential because we gotta quiet the mind. We gotta quiet the mind. And you can do that without the help of a coach. You can do that for free.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind used to just constant mental chatter, And now, I love my mind. I can direct my mind. Every day I tell myself I am mastering my mind, because if we don't control or direct our minds, then it's going to take control of us.
Right.
Like, and one thing about our world is we have these beautiful, powerful minds, and that's a whole nother conversation. Like, our minds are so powerful. Our minds are a creative tool, but we're not taught how to use our minds. And most people live in their heads. And that's where the toxicity comes. That's where the problem lies, because whatever's going on in our heads, it's simply a story. It's all a story, all of it. Everything going on in our minds is a story. It's only true to the extent that we give it power. It's only true to the extent that we judge it, label it, criticize it. It's only true to the extent that we believe it and choose it. So in that, recognizing that everything, how we experience life, literally is all in our heads. So if we can change our thinking, and how do we change our thinking? We master our minds. We start with meditation. Dr. Patrick Porter, who's actually one of the speakers on my upcoming virtual summit, Dr. Patrick Porter, he's the founder of BrainTap. Highly recommend utilizing this tool. It's a brain training platform that helps activate neuroplasticity, which is a fancy word to say rewire your brain, rewire your thinking. So it's like, notice the words that you're using. What's the language you're speaking to yourself in your mind? What are the words that are going on in your mind? And so I think that's a really, really great place to start, for you to start dismantling your belief systems all on your own. And a coach is powerful because they will help you see your blocks. And you can join, there's group coaching communities. There's some coaches out there that offer programs that are very accessible. You come in with a monthly membership fee. And I say too, like, invest in yourself. Look at where you're allocating your monies. So a lot of us, we're spending, like, what if we just traded all the amount of money we spend buying clothes, shopping? If we took the hundreds of dollars we spent on that, if we took even a portion of that and say, hey, I'm going to take that, some of that money, instead to invest in myself in a coaching program. After you get through your coaching, you're going to end up being able to make a ton more money and buying a bunch more clothes.
Right. You know, it's a trade-off. And, you know, something I learned, and this was something, again, that Dr. Joe Dispenza said, is I used to look at meditation, and I started meditating back in about 2008, mm-hmm. As another thing on my list. It was one more to do for a very busy life mm-hmm. that I had. And then I started having conversations in my head, right? This dialogue, the story of, oh, am I going to sleep in a little bit more, or am I going to get up early and meditate? Oh, okay, I'm going to sleep, right? And so it was a constant struggle and a battle. Right. And when I went to my first Dispenza retreat, he said, meditation is where you meet you. Mm. It's your commitment to you. And he said, how many of you commit to others? You know, and I'm like, oh, me, I'm super responsible. Mm-hmm. I would never miss an appointment with somebody. And he said, and why do you give up that time for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And so it really changed my belief system and my mindset. And then I realized as I started doing it and I committed to it and I did not miss a day, it's like, oh my gosh, I have more energy. I have more clarity. Yeah. I have more peace. I actually started getting more things accomplished in less time without the frenetic, busy, you know, energy without that with it. And so that was such, you know, and that was when I first went to my first retreat, it was January of 2022. And I have not been in meditation since.
Oh,
that's like, that is my sacred time for me.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that you presence that you had resistance to it at the beginning, which we all do. That's so normal. We can experience resistance to things that we don't yet know about, and you totally shift it. And I can tell you, I meditate all day long, and I meditate for minutes at a time. And I do this because, like you were saying, Jen, you got more done. You had more energy with knowing that you have this practice of meditation. There's what I do when I meditate for 2 or 3 minutes every hour, and that is, to me, it brings me so much calm and peace. I have way more, like you, way more energy and focus and stamina when I literally take those few minutes every hour all throughout the day to meditate. And I still am, so my meditation practice is still far from perfect. I still, when I'm meditating, I want to like not meditate and go do all the things I got to do, which is usually on the computer. But I ground myself and I train my body and I train my mind to be like, no, you're going to do this no matter what. I do it. And the technique, and this is a really great meditation practice. You can, if you go to the Heart Math Institute, so Heart Math, MATH Institute, they have what's called a heart brain coherence. And you can do this technique for literally 3 minutes, and it puts your body in a harmonized state. And I won't get into it. If you go to Heart Math Institute website, they will break down the science and what is happening in your body doing the heart brain coherence. So if anyone's looking for, okay, where do I start how to meditate? I highly recommend Heart Brain Coherence Institute or Dr. Joe Dispenza, because he has a morning and evening meditation practice, and he guides you through, and he has an introduction. So he will also educate on, okay, here's what's happening to you, and here's why you're doing this and how you're going to do this. So that's another tool.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I know we are getting close to the end, and I just want to share with the audience more about your upcoming summit. So that we can know where to find it and what inspired you and what is the intention of the summit and how can we expect it.
Oh, thank you. As women, when we get into our 40s, we get the I'm getting old syndrome. Metabolism starts to slow, skin starts to sag, wrinkles start to show. Of course, there's menopause, and our brain function just doesn't seem as sharp. And society also teaches us that we have to fight aging and the clock is ticking and there's not much we can do about it. I believe very differently. That's the old paradigm. That's to me now a false truth and it's no longer accurate. And the reason I believe very differently is because I'm nearing 50 and I'm the most vibrant, most alive, and the healthiest I've ever been. And I've gotten here without the use of drugs, Botox, and plastic surgery. And I also believe it's time to change that paradigm and bring to the people, to the mainstream, a different way to think about aging, to embrace aging, and to redefine what it means to age and truly be timeless. And I'm reverse aging, so I've pulled together over 21 top global experts who are literally reversing the effects of aging. They're turning back the clock. And I want this for women over 40. I want to show them how they too can reverse the effects of aging and to do it holistically, naturally, organically, and to give them back their power, reclaim their power so they get to redefine what it means to age and become timeless. So to experience timeless health, timeless beauty, timeless vitality. Hence, my summit is called the Timeless Vitality Summit, and people can go to timelessvitalitysummit.com totally free. All they need to do is register, and it's a 3-day virtual event. It launches April 11, goes to 12 and 13. And again, it's a free summit. I'm going to be releasing the interviews over that 3-day period. And people can jump in, log on anytime throughout the day at their convenience. And it's all free.
That's beautiful and exciting. And, you know, I'm a little bit older than you. And one of the things I have often said is learning to age gracefully. And then I was recently at a conference and JJ Virgin said, no, we want to age powerfully.
Yes.
Going through my system is, yes, it's aging powerfully. And like you, I have been reverse aging over the last, 10 years or so. And I mean, it's a beautiful feeling, so empowering to not fall into the old construct and to really be in this place where, gosh, I feel great in my skin. I feel vital energy.
Yes.
I don't have those aches and pains.
Yes.
And, you know, that's been our conditioning is, oh, you know, once you hit 50, things are going to fall apart. No, it doesn't. No, I reject that belief.
Yes. Yes.
We age powerfully as women and it's our time.
It's absolutely. And it's truly time to stop letting society dictate our relationship with aging. It's time to stop letting society tell us what we need to do with our bodies and to reclaim that power. And we have the sovereignty to truly redefine what it means to age. So for me, this is a whole movement for women over 40. For women over 40, I've had so many experiences in my life that have led me to this place where my confidence has developed exponentially. My skin is amazing. My energy, even my teeth have gotten better. my brain, my memory is sharper than it has ever been in my whole life. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought the way that I think, act, speak, communicate. Now, I would have never thought. I tell myself as part of my own like affirmations and positive self-talk, I tell myself, wow, I'm every day becoming the woman I've always wanted to be.
Right.
I'm already her. And every day I'm becoming more and more like her and then some, and then being surrounded by women like you. And that's the other thing in this journey. Surround yourself with the right people who see you, get you, and will support you in your highest, because we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. So look at, who are you spending your time with? Yeah. Who are you spending your time with? Because those people have an incredible influence in your mindset, in your belief systems, and in your own, in your inner world, through the lens through which you experience life.
Well, that is a beautiful way to conclude. Thank you. I was going to ask you if you had any more pieces of wisdom, but that is a beautiful, that is a beautiful ending to say, know who you're spending your time with and your energy, because Absolutely. They will either uplift you or they will bring you down.
Yes.
The uplifting.
Yeah.
And
it's okay.
We're all longing for it to be seen and heard in all the vitality.
Yes. At the core of it, We just want to feel like we belong. We want to feel like we matter. We want to feel like we're making a difference and people understand us and get us. And the vibrancy and the vitality that goes along with those ways of being. When you have all those pieces running together, and everyone will and does, everyone does, and if you don't have it already, you will, I assure you, as long as you choose it, as long as you choose it.
And that's the responsibility.
And that's the responsibility.
Well, thank you so much. You are amazing. And I love your energy. I love your smile. I love what you are bringing to the world. And I am excited for your passion project to become even bigger.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the plan.
I know. I can see it.
All in the name of aging powerfully and gracefully. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That's what's possible in the world. We get to decide what that means for us in the spirit of a life of vibrant health, beauty, and vitality. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time and energy. I so appreciate you. And
thank you.
Seeing the summit.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you, Jen. Oh, Jen is one of our amazing, fabulous, like very special speakers on the summit. So you guys get to watch her interview as well.
Yes. And we will include information in the show notes and make sure you have everything you need to join and participate and learn.
Yes, timelessvitalitysummit.com. Thank you for having me, Jen. This was such a delight. And thank you for the space to share my story, my message, my mission, my purpose with your audience.
Yes, well, it needs to be heard and it will change lives. I know it.
Thank you.